ever get hit with those headlines about supply chain meltdowns? Like, oh man, is it just me or is everything going wrong?
Yeah, it's definitely not just you. You know, that pandemic really messed things up. But the interesting thing is that some places are actually doing really well in all this chaos, I mean.
And that's what we're looking at today, right? This whole PMA parts industry that's somehow not just surviving, but like taking off in this new reality.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool? There's this article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, PMA Parts Industry Mastering COVID Fallout, and it really gets into how they're doing it.
Okay, now some people listening might be thinking, hold on, PMA parts, what are we even talking about here? It's like this whole thing within aviation most people don't even know, right?
Exactly. It's like, imagine you need a new phone battery, right? You could get the official one from the brand, but it's pricey, there's a wait, and who even knows if it's worth it?
I feel that.
So the other option is you find a perfectly good battery, certified everything, but it's cheaper, A&D you can get it now. That's kind of the PMA deal.
So like the off-brand, but for airplanes?
Not exactly off-brand, more like, think rigorously tested alternatives. They're FAA approved, not some, you know, cheap knockoff. They're just smarter about cost, which right now is a big deal.
So airlines are finally realizing that going PMA isn't just about saving money. It's about getting planes back up faster, too.
It's like they're realizing that time is money, especially when a grounded plane is losing the money by the minute.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And this article throws out some big numbers. By 2026, the global commercial aircraft PMA market, they're saying it could hit $14 billion. That's like almost 5% growth every year. So how are these PMA companies doing it when everyone else is struggling just to keep up?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Seems like it's a mix of being flexible and putting the customer first, and it's really working for them.
Well, for one, they're all about sourcing materials here in the U.S. whenever they can. It's like they're saying, look, less middlemen, less hassle. Let's get this stuff made closer to where it's needed.
Which is smart, right? With all the craziness going on with shipping and global supply chains and all that, it's like local is the new global or something.
Right. And get this, they're also building in like months of extra lead time just in case something happens.
That's some next level planning right there, which honestly you kind of need these days. You know, it's like they've got this backup plan ready. So even if things go sideways, they can still deliver.
Always thinking ahead, it seems. And that's where the whole dual sourcing thing comes in. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm getting this right, it means having a backup supplier for those really important materials, right? Like a plan B for your plan B.
Exactly. It's all about having options and not putting all your eggs in one basket, basically. They're way less likely to get caught out if something goes wrong somewhere else.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's not even just about logistics and stuff. This article makes a big deal about how these PMA companies, they're bending over backwards for their customers, which honestly is refreshing to hear these days.
No, for sure. The article talks about how they're literally holding extra inventory, coming up with flexible options, and being upfront about lead times, like radical transparency, you know. It's real customer obsession stuff.
And I feel like here, it's not even just good business strategy. It's about knowing that getting those parts on time, it literally keeps planes in the air. It keeps people safe. A delay could be a huge deal.
You got it. It's a different level of seriousness. They get that. These companies are taking customer service way beyond just making a sale. It's like they're building actual relationships, not just transactions.
Like, we're not just selling you stuff. We're in this crazy aviation world with you. Who wouldn't want that kind of partnership, honestly?
Yeah, they're smart. And that's what's so interesting about all this, right? This isn't just about PMA parts. It's a bigger story about how focusing on the customer, even when things are tough, that's powerful. Sometimes that's how you win.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, even when the world feels like it's falling apart, there are still companies out there doing things right, building something that matters. Kind of inspiring, actually.
And who knows, maybe there's a lesson here for other industries too, right?
Totally. I mean, everyone's dealing with supply chain issues, finding workers, just a ton of headaches. Maybe the PMA world has some wisdom for the rest of us on how to deal with this new reality. You know?
100%. And that's where this whole deep dive gets even more interesting, right? We see how they're doing it, but now we got to figure out why it works and what it all means for the future of flying, the whole industry.
Good point. The article does bring up some interesting questions about, like, the long game for PMA. Mm. We know it's booming now, but is it here to stay? Or is this just a temporary thing?
That's the million-dollar question. Some experts are like, yeah, this is it. Airlines have learned their lesson. They love saving money and getting reliable stuff. But then others are, I don't know, more cautious. Like maybe airlines go back to their old ways when things calm down.
It's tricky, right? Because on the one hand, I get it, why change back if the pressure's off? But on the other hand, they've seen how much better it can be with PMA companies, you know?
And it's not just about the cost, like we said. It's about trust, knowing the company's got your back, all that.
It's like once you've had a perfectly ripe mango,
Yeah.
you're not going to be happy with a bland one, right? You want that flavor, that experience.
Love that analogy. Because, yeah, that's kind of what it comes down to. Are airlines going to be okay with the off-season mango just because it's familiar? Or will they demand that better quality, that speed, all that they've gotten used to?
That's a good question, yeah. It's hard to say for sure, but it makes you think, like, what does this all mean, you know? This whole PMA thing, it's like there's a bigger story here, isn't there?
For sure. If you take a step back and look at the big picture, this is like classic disruption, right? It's shaking things up, making everyone rethink how it's always been done. Like that old way of just relying on the big names. That's being challenged now in a big way.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Because out of all this mess, this chaos, it's giving companies like these PMA ones a chance to really show what they can do. Stepping up, filling the gaps, showing there's a different way to do business even when things are tough.
Exactly. And that's a powerful message, not just for aviation, but like anyone, anywhere dealing with uncertainty, right? Be adaptable, put your customers first, and honestly, don't be afraid to take a chance, even when things are crazy.
You know, at the end of this article, there's this line that stuck with me. It was saying how because these PMA companies are delivering when nobody else can, that's building loyalty. Like
Yeah.
they're going to reap the benefits of this even after things calm down.
It makes you wonder, huh? What other industries are going through the same thing? Where else is this happening? This whole go above and beyond thing, and will it pay off big time later on?
Something to think about, for sure. Well, that's about it for our deep dive into the world of PMA parts. We covered a lot today, huh? Supply chains, keeping customers happy, and even how other businesses can learn from all this.
Totally. Really interesting conversation, I think, shows how much there is to learn if you look at the parts of the economy that aren't just surviving, but actually thriving.
100%. Sometimes the toughest times teach the best lessons. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll leave you with this thought. What industry are you watching closely these days?